he is, this Inspector General's report that is so key that he was waiting for yesterday has now come out, and he calls it intolerable, the kind of political actions that he believes the IRS took and were documented by the Inspector General's report. He's asked the Treasury Department to make sure any recommendations to make sure it doesn't happen again are implemented. But it has gone so far beyond that, Manda. The Justice Department now has FBI agents opening a criminal investigation. If some of these IRS workers, even with the lax management that the Inspector General's report points out, if some of these workers did stray over into political grounds, they could go to jail.
And of course, the criminal probe is announced just as the U.S. Attorney General is heading into what you've got to believe is sort of a lion's den today with that House Judiciary Committee.
He's going to the House Judiciary Committee run by Republicans hostile to this administration. And they not only want to talk to him about the IRS investigation, which targeted the Republican conservatives, but they want to talk to him about the seizing of the phone records of Associated Press reporters. The AP reporters aren't the ones being investigated. Someone within the administration leaked to the Associated Press 1 year ago details of a national security event where they were able to frustrate and stop a planned attack on a U.S. airliner or a British airliner. And the administration was furious about it. That is also now a criminal probe looking for someone in the Obama administration who leaked the information. So here President Obama is in his second, just in the first few months of his second term, two criminal probes against workers on his watch within his administration.
Certainly the Attorney General today will also face questions about intelligence before the Boston Marathon bombings.
Yes, that's another one of those issues where did the federal government drop the ball? Should there have been better connection with law enforcement to prevent those two brothers allegedly, you know, putting those bombs out and the kind of work that went into it before? This is a very defensive time. Here in at the White House, yesterday's briefing was intense, combative. It reminded me of so many years past when second-term presidents found themselves on the receiving end of significant scandals. Ronald Reagan, the Iran-Contra scandal, Bill Clinton, impeachment, and Monica Lewinsky. President Bush, two wars that wouldn't end, and an economy falling off the cliff. I wonder whether sometimes presidents should want a second term at all.